Come here, you naked mole rat. Yeah. That's the thing, You shave and everyone goes ablaze on your chin. Sweet chin music like Shawn Michaels. And, if you run into John Cena in a public place, he'll wish you can't see me. maybe that's why he actually came up with the "you can't see me," the whole slogan or his tagline for wrestling, because in real life maybe he was telling you guys, please, I wish you couldn't see me, but yeah, it would be annoying sitting somewhere and someone trying to sneak a pic of you. But at the same time, kind of hard to miss. But as Drake would say, I'm John Cena, the way I wrestle with my emotions. And, it's been an emotional roller coaster of a week. Not because of anything specific. I am just so drained, as you can tell by my voice, and I feel the more and more I see these videos of just being annoyed of being asked for your autograph, not that I have those problems, but but just the drainage of people just being constantly on you, that shit is draining all the time. Like, having no time to just enjoy simple things. And even when you do, it doesn't feel natural because you set too much time aside to make it happen. So, it seems forced. And, but you know what? Enough of the soapbox. Because, at least I'm fortunate enough to have soap to bathe on the box. Heart-shaped box. Can't remember if that's a Nirvana or Alice in Chains song, because I was about to make a reference, but yeah, someone called the rooster right now. But yeah, man, like, it's just, I'm just one big sewage drainer, because no matter how much you flush it down, it shit just keeps going. And there's nothing you could do about it, because the second if the sewage draining system, and at least in America, if it were to stop working, that would be a mess. It is a pretty cool design, the fact that we have a sewer system. It's just nothing but diarrhea, shit, and the fluid of water going underground, and yet we never really smell it. Yeah, we could just pull the sewage drainers up and climb down there and we'd be right there. But for some reason, we don't smell it. It's a great technological invention. It's another great technological invention, pressing the stop button on this podcast. like, we create this for moments like these, and you're just like, nope, I'm a fool. And I'm a fighter. Because times like these, you just keep talking and talking again. I do feel like a big pretender. But why get the best of me? Now I can get the best of you. Yes. Nothing like the cat taking a shit, looking dead to you in the eyes as I was talking about sewer. She probably wishes she could sue me. Get a nice settlement of lifetime catnip treats. But yeah. I envy these cats, these dogs. Because you know what? Today would be a great day just to stay at home and just shit. But this is a life we've created. we have animals and kids to live the lives that we want to create a better life for those that come behind us, you know. So they can live a more freeing life of what life is supposed to be. As we get older, we live the way we think it's supposed to be. And we hope to raise them for them to see that. And then when they get older, they do that. And then they have kids. And they do the same for them. And then there's always that one asshole in the tree that decides, like, you know what? I'm not going to have kids. And you're like, oh, so you're just going to fuck all this up because you want to be free. And he's like, yep. And I say, good for you, man. Good for you. Like Whitney Cummings' podcast. It is good for you. Because according to you, I'm too good for you. Yeah. But, as they say, for every caterpillar crawling through the blinds, there is Jesus saying, life and rewind is just a sign that you're not living present. It's somewhere said in the Torah. yeah. Who needs Torah? Who needs the Torah when you got Tory Lanez? Just say it. Yep. This is going to be the pace for this episode. Just talking with the plan. Hoping I can stand. Go to work just to make a grand. Just to get smacked up the face with multiple hands. you had a hand in this. I got a bandwidth on my memory plan on my computer. I am drained. I am tired. I am exhausted. Mentally, emotionally, in every aspect. And I look naked. You know, that's the thing, right? Like, I think every time I shave my face, I'm gonna have, like, a crazy ass, like, jawline face. Like, you know. Oh, you know. Looking all big and strong and shit. And you shave your face and it's just this round ass, fucking small ass chin. And it's like, oh, I guess I need to do some jawsercise exercise. You know, start chewing balls in my mouth to strengthen my jaws. You know, because I do be a shark out here. I'll be showing you my fin. But, you know, once there's blood in the water, it's probably mine from, you know, busting my shin open from the vacuum. Oh, Jesus, Clint. You are such a nincompoop. Whatever that means. But yeah. On that note, let me ease into the intro. Welcome to episode 269 of the Offbeat Podcast with Clint Nelson. I'm your host. Ooh, sexy. Red Clint Nelson. Don't forget to like, follow, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Most important, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to suck some titties. Jeez, my voice is completely done though. Recording this at 10:47 a.m. Eastern on a Tuesday, I believe, March 12th, 2024, for the archives. You're like, where's that young, loving Clint? Maybe I'm, you know, maybe I've hit that point where it's a sign. You know, all these things align. Maybe it's time to take a big hiatus from Earth. I'm kidding. Jesus. No, maybe it's time to take a big hiatus from a few things and really just say, fuck it, you know. I am kind of at that point where, you know, have you ever felt like so disconnected from everything, right? Like your Wi-Fi at 3 in the morning. You just disconnect for no reason. No matter how much you try to put your time into something, like the things you know make yourself enjoy, you know, life and stuff. No matter what you do, you just don't feel like you're connected to it. You're having a hard time reconnecting to things. And it really fucks with a lot of shit. Because you're just like, when you feel so disconnected from everything, it kind of makes your relationship with everything very interchangeable. So you're just kind of this person that is there, but you're not really there. You're just presently there, but you're not really present, you know. And I become so disconnected with the main things that I enjoy. The making time for things. I don't have the same passion, you know. Maybe it's a temporary thing. Maybe. And what I'm starting to think is maybe I'm actually kind of, my interests are changing. Maybe I'm starting to realize that a lot of things that I find that interest me are not really a great value of my time. And it's a weird thing to, because it's almost like I'm actually making an effort to do less, right? Like, is it actually a good thing? Like, sometimes we occupy ourselves with so much stuff to make ourselves feel busy, to make ourselves feel productive, but it actually be counterproductive because you're just kind of not really taking a step back to really invest in what you're doing. You're just kind of doing things. Like, oh, well, I did this. I checked some things off the checklist, but I'm not really putting my best foot forward in that department. So, I don't know. It's kind of one of those things where I'm kind of, I'm starting to think of just, like, stopping everything for a little bit. And then kind of you know, dipping my toe back in the jacuzzi. And see what will bubble up, you know. have fun with Gus. But yeah, I'm really debating of what to do with my time off because I am taking some time off in a few weeks. I'm really debating if maybe that time off will give me a time to recharge, reconnect with things, really recenter myself. Or, because sometimes, you know, that's the thing, when you start taking extended time off from things, it does one of two things. It either makes you appreciate those things, or it makes you even prove more to yourself of, I really enjoy not doing these things I'm taking time away from. And God damn it, this fucking cat. But, you know, that's the weird thing. When you take time off from things, it can work one way or the other. You get to come back stronger than ever with a whole new motivation, with a whole new lease on life. Or, you just don't come back. You know? And, if I was a father, you know, you know, you go on vacation to, you know, Abu Dhabi or Bali. And, you know, you have a nice few golden steak dinners with a lady named Tahiri. Then you know what? You might be like, damn, son, I love you. But, you know, starting to think there's a whole new way of living. And then he'll get a bad rap for being a piece of shit, deservingly so, but at the same time, you'll be sitting there And while you're being shamed online, you'll be getting shamed with, you know, a nice head of hair on your bedside. No, but you know what? Escapism is a crazy thing, right? Escapism is, it always sounds good in theory. We all need escapes in life. But it's in the name. You're escaping from something that you know is a reality of some sort. So escapism could be hobbies. I know even healthy hobbies. Even working out can be an escape. Is it a good escape? Yes. Escapism could be, you know, you like painting. Escapism could be you like meditate. It could be you like socially going, doing things, you know. It's an escape. And sometimes we could disguise productive things as escapism. And I'm starting to question how much of the stuff that I do, how much of it is escapism and how much of it is actually genuinely a worthwhile hobby or a worthwhile thing I like to do. And look, I've talked about plenty of times, time is this funny, precious thing the older you get. And I'm not that old, but at the same time, I'm getting to an age where it's like, it's something you start thinking about. Like, you don't care to do things you don't care to do. And sometimes that can parlay, gamble. It can kind of fester in the different things that you didn't even think about. See, you know what? You shave one time and you turn into a philosopher. You know? I don't like the shaving. I like the you don't really know what I look like type of face. So I can just say shit. Now I gotta like be all buttoned up and shit. I feel like I'm doing an apology video. You know, I shave and be like, I'm sorry for, you know, when I was 14, I told a girl she, you know, looked like Megan Fox's Down syndrome cousin. but yeah, it's one of those things where, I don't know, I'm kind of going way all over the place. Jesus, see, I'm so unfocused that just doing this shit right now, I'm like, my eyes are all over the place. I know what I'm saying, but I'm kind of falling to this daze. And by the way, I want to clarify, this is not like a depressing type of thing. It genuinely is one of those things where you're just like, you kind of become this enigmatic, like the word enigma, but enigmatic, something like that. Where you're just kind of, you do things more out of habit and you don't focus on how it feels. It's kind of like when you become so overstimulated with caffeine or drugs or alcohol or some sort. Like at a certain point, the comfort's in the habit of the action more than the result of what it's actually doing to you. Like the taste of it just brings a calming feeling more than the actual effects hours later of whatever you're doing will do for you. And I kind of just want to, I don't know if this is just like a temporary thing or if it's like actually this is like a sign from God that's like, hey, I'm changing your palette of how your emotions are dealt with. So, because it's time for you to evolve into something different, you know. It sounds like I'm joining a cult. I should probably start one. Be better than most of these religions. And there it is, Clint. This was all a joke, Mom. But you gotta be careful from distance, because I've done it before where one thing I told him, I'm not gonna distance myself from doing the show like I did last year. for literally, or not last year, but like the year before, for literally 3 months, I did not do a show. And I told myself that will never happen again. If that happens again, it's because I actually just stopped doing it. And I made all the excuses of the world. Oh, this, that, and the other. Lots going on. And it's, but, you know, with everything, you're kind of at a point where you just really like, do I really like doing this anymore? Do I really like working out? Do I really like all these things that I've made in my life for the past 2 years? But I've had no time to enjoy watching a movie. I've had no time to just sit and just do nothing. Working too many hours that do I really need to work? You know, just doing too much stuff because it sounds like you're doing something progressively better. And I think that's the obsession of progressively doing better at stuff. Whether that's more money, putting more time into certain things, or more time into working out and your fitness and your health and stuff like that. Like, all that stuff is great. But there is a beauty to life of just doing nothing and relaxing. But I think there's this culture of, if you were deemed to be relaxed, you're falling behind or something. And it's like, I just don't want to be one of these miserable fucks that made their whole life about doing things. And they had no time to enjoy things. Because I feel like it has suffered and there's been a consequence to just doing so much that I've had no time for anything or anyone. And I'll tell you, to be honest, I think the biggest thing affects me is like my time with my family. And I think that's the thing. This stuff catches up to you, it eats at you. I've never neglected time with my family to hang out or do things, but it's always like there's always something. I'm tired. I have work, blah, blah. It's like, I'm always doing something, so it's like, oh, it's okay. And I'm starting to get to that point in age where, like, I need to make time for these things and sacrifice some of these other things. Because, you know, your parents aren't young forever, you know. You don't want to get caught up in your own shit that you're so self-important. And I think that's maybe the biggest thing is, like, I've taken my two... I've been so self-important to myself. I've been very selfish. And I've been so selfish with doing things. And also unselfish with giving a lot of myself. And I have to be more... I feel like I need to start gravitating turn to being unselfish with these pursuits, but be more selfish in terms of enjoying and letting things consume me. Because I feel like I've been such a consumer and producer of things that I just need to let things consume me, if that makes sense. And I feel like that's where I'm feeling drained. And I'm not this spiritual person. I feel like I'm very intuitive. I feel like I'm very spiritually in tuned. But I'm not a spiritual person. And I just kind of need to be more leveled. I need to level myself because I feel like I've gotten a little... I've bitten off more than I could chew. And you honestly, your way of dealing when you bite more than you chew is you just become this big coping mechanism. This big coping mechanism of just... You just don't care about nothing. It's kind of a, you just don't really want to, you want to act like nothing bothers you. Just don't care what's going on around you. Chaos is happening here and there. You're just like, well, what are you going to do? You know, because part of you kind of wishes everything would just fall Pompeii style, and just everything was just fuck up. And you could like start from scratch because you don't have the balls or the courage to actually be honest with what's important to you and be like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do that. But if you just stop or whatever, then it's kind of a kick in the, you know, pamper nutsack that you just wasted your time for a long time doing X, Y, and Z. And you've told yourself this is important for the longest time. And you don't want to rip the Band-Aid off and be honest with yourself. And I'll tell you what, I think the biggest one is I don't want to be perceived as this lazy asswipe. When now people close to my life have considered me someone that has inspired them. There's something that's like, now I feel like I hold a, not a weight, but there's a certain like, I've got to live up to this thing that I've created myself, you know, and it's just a lot to kind of put on yourself. You know, there's people that you, seeing you and how you operate in your daily life, it motivates them to, like, you know what, there's hope out there, you know. Someone who never gets down, someone who just keeps going, someone who never complains. And here I am, just kind of being like, I'm complaining on the inside a lot. Like, you know, that's the weird part is just how I channel it, how I guess I'm being fake in a way, is you're just kind of being a thing. You're just a embodiment of something. You're just kind of an embodiment of the most ideal version of someone in your situation could handle it. But inside, you're just kind of this person that, well, I'm doing pretty good for myself. That's the best way you can rationalize, like, because this ain't living, what we do. The living is not doing these crazy amount of hours at work. Living is not doing all we can do in a day and not enjoying a single second of it. This being on the go culture to feel more on top of the world, productive, because the exchange of that's, you know, financial or some type of love or emotion of some sort, you know. There's a trade-off, and I think our time is being traded off a lot, and we don't really question if the trade-off is always worth the trade-off. And and how I know this is not a physically drained is because I made an emphasis to sleep, get all the sleep in the world, rest. And there's just a fog, a big fog inside the boy. And when your passion is something where your whole podcast, for example, is relying on you and your thoughts, your opinions, your point of views, and your point of view is starting to become kind of iffy, because I'll be honest, I notice a lot of myself is, I feel like I don't have much of a point of view about things, because I don't live enough life. I consume so much, and I just have an instantaneous feeling of what I see and what that makes me think and feel. And I use my sense of humor or corny shit to kind of fill in the gaps. But I don't really have much of a point of view because it's really hard to really have a life out there when your whole life is just working on something. Because you're so involved in your own personal world that you don't know if you're really living in the same world as everyone else, you know. So Because I think that's part of the reason why I become so disattached to things. And I think I say that because I think a lot of people feel the same. Like, we become so disattached and we become so disconnected. And that's a common theme with this, is disconnection. I become so disconnected and disattached to things that I lack. And I've been accused of this in the past, like, by a woman I've been with in the past. I lack empathy. Even by friends, I lack empathy, which is why, you know, some don't really conversate with me. Because when they've gone through things, I'm just kind of like, eh, you know. I hear what you're saying, man, but, you know, got to get over it, you know, that type of thing. Which I do believe in to an extent, like, how long can you prolong whatever you feel unhappy about without the answer being, well, sooner or later, you got to get over it. And I think I'm just kind of, and I admit that part of that is because I don't feel that. I don't feel that same over the world emotion when bad shit happens. I become numb to it. And when you, and I think that's from outside looking in into myself, that's a real issue within myself. And I think when you lack empathy, you lack a real genuine point of view, and everything's just kind of all together. Everything's just this big glob of Nickelodeon slime without, you know, touching the children. but, you know, I'll say this. This will be the last episode I do where it's not this, where it's not lighthearted. Because I realized this was not the direction I was going in. But this is honestly what's going through in my mind. And I'm being, I can't pretend to be entertaining. I can't pretend to try to be like, and make some innuendos about a thing when honestly I'm not present enough to even be able to separate the person from the action. Like, you know, if that makes sense, that analogy. So, next time I do an episode, I'm going to be back on my old shit. You know, be back on what the show's really about. The lightheartedness, the, you know, the zinging and zanging. But I'm putting this out there because I've realized things about myself. And I realize, you know, just putting out stuff for this show. Sometimes you sometimes can make such a world, like a podcast is really just like a world. It's this own little world we create. Now, it's based off reality, but at the same time, it's like when I turn the camera on record, it's like a whole different protective world I'm in, if that makes sense, you know. And it's like you've created this, you know, fan base. You've created, and you've created people that when they see your show, they see you, they pop up, like, they know what they're going to get. And I feel like, I honestly, I don't know what people are going to get, like, the way it's been and how I've been. So I'm trying to recenter myself, kind of get back to that feeling of what I know this show is supposed to be about, which is supposed to be, you know, a good time, nothing too serious, but sometimes you might get some serious shit. You know, you get me. And I feel like I've been way too sentimental. I've been way too preachy. Without even trying to be too much philosophy of the value of life and shit like that. Kind of gay. And I feel like I'm just kind of, I'm just not really there. I'm not really present. And I think I put this out there. This is not when I pressed her. This was not what I thought. is going to be talked about. But hey, you know, that's the beauty of this. And I have no problem putting this out because this is a realer version of shit. And I, because I'm taking the steps to correct this issue. So, you know, I've hurt important people in my life because of my disconnection and how I make them feel. And they may, some may never say it, and some will say it, how I made them feel. And I'm taking time, you know, I'm taking time off from things so I can correct a lot of those things. And sometimes when you have been on this path to prove that you don't need nothing, you don't need no one. Sometimes you could be on this one track mind where everyone can eat a dick type of thing. Not literally, but you know what I mean, where it's like nothing else matters, you know, like a metallic rock. Sometimes when you get in that cycle, it's like you get caught up in the, sorry, I was busy. I'll get to it when I get to it. And it creates a lot of division and resentment, and it creates a distance between you and people you care about. And that's why I'm trying to correct these things. And the only way sometimes is you gotta take time off, and sometimes the thing you gotta accept that when you take time off from things, there's a chance that you may or may not come back to it. Because sometimes they say distance makes the heart grow fonder. It could also make the heart grow fonder of life without it. So, but unfortunately, these bills have to be paid. So regardless of what I feel about that, it don't matter about that. But, but with anything, like you take time away from things you enjoy or things that benefit you greatly. Sometimes the more time you take from it, it's harder to get back into. It's harder to rationalize going back to, because you're like, you know what? I really enjoyed life without it, even though it was a brief period of time. And so I'm just going to take some time, recollect myself, recharge, reconnect. That is the whole, feel that reconnection. I want to feel like a person. Because I feel like we get so, a lot, especially as guys, we just become cogs in these machines where we are just, our whole value is just who works more, who makes more money, who, you know, who does the most shit. Who does the most and has the least time to do things for themselves? It's like this weird honor of pride nowadays. It's an honorable thing. Because a lot of times, a lot of the things are attached to sacrifice. Taking care of your family. Being self-accountable. Not doing dumb shit. So, hey, if working more keeps you out of doing bad things, then by all means. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is having control of your life. And it's hard to really have control of your life when you don't really, you're not really connected to things. And I don't know, you know, I know I'm kind of saying the same thing 85 different ways. I think you get what I'm saying, man. Like, I am just, I don't know if I'm Gen Z, Gen X, Gen Y, Jen Kyle XY, but I'm just drained. I am just emotionally, you ever been so like just emotionally just like not present that things that you know make you mad just don't, they're not even worth, like, you would just rather like do, like, all right. And I don't go on social media. I mean, I watch YouTube. And maybe that's the issue. I think sometimes our default are these devices. Our default is just to be occupied by videos and stuff. And maybe YouTube sometimes, it's not quote-unquote social media in the traditional sense. But you are still seeking stuff to entertain you and distract you. And I think maybe that's played a big factor of I don't watch any sports, but it's weird because I literally, outside of NFL, once in a while, I'll catch an NBA game. Even on Sundays, I could have watched NBA, and I didn't. I consume all these sports content about sports, but I don't watch the games at this point in my life. Like, even when I have the opportunities to, I just don't. Why is that? Is it a time commitment? Is it too real to feel like when I'm watching something, it's like, oh, this is actually happening. People are actually doing X, Y, and Z. This isn't scripted, regardless of what people may feel. And so there's something about like reality, real reality, not like reality TV, like actual reality. That is like, do I want to feel real failure happening in real time, watching people fail at scoring, turnovers, not succeeding on a basketball court? Is that too real to handle without, this is all subconsciously maybe. I'll listen to 1,000 podcasts about what's happening in the NBA. I'll listen to sports podcasts about NFL, free agency. But like, you know, am I really going to be keeping up with, you know, how deep am I going to be keeping up with Kirk Cousins, you know, season output with the Falcons? I mean, I'll be watching a little bit, but I'm not going to be obsessed with it. Am I really going to care too much about whether Russell Wilson is the opening day starter with the Steelers? I mean, I'll find out, but I'm not going to be like, oh my God, the Steelers are on, you know? I'm so invested with the idea of things that I don't really care about the actual product of the ideas, if that makes sense. It's like there are people who invent things. There's people that have all the great ideas for things. So many ideas. But it's like, all right, here's the product. It's like, I'm so like saturated with the information, the result is kind of irrelevant, if that makes sense. And I think connecting that to, you know, real life, I guess, on a personal sense, is that I'm so, when you're an overthinker, you think about everything so much, all the information, watch this, watch that, but you're not really caring about how that affects that individual. You're not really caring about, you know, the overall bigger picture of it, what's the actual result of what you're talking about. So, I don't know, you know, I'm just going to kind of summarize this podcast here. I just need to reconnect with things, so I promise. Look, if you didn't like this episode, that's okay. You can have this as a one-off. Delete this episode off your episode list with me. I don't care. Like, but it's an important episode to kind of relay of why this podcast episode went this direction. And I have a plan to fix it and kind of reconnect with myself. And just like, here's the thing I realized, right? I have not taken more than 3 or 4 days off from my job since I started working there in over 2.5 years. And the only reason why there was a period where I took like 4 days off from there is because I hurt myself. And I still came back when I wasn't really ready to work, but I did anyways. I've never used my PT. I've never taken like a vacation. I've never taken a week off. Even at my old job. Like, I think the last time I took like a legitimate vacation was like 2019. When I went to Tennessee, you know, whatever. It don't matter why I went there. That was like 5 years ago, man. 4.5 years ago, if I remember the time correctly, where I took a legitimate vacation. Now, there was a point where I was unemployed for 2.5 months, but that's not really a vacation. I mean, it is. And without that time, I wouldn't have really. I'm starting to feel very similar to that time, but it's different. it's a different responsibility if I were to, you know, just say fuck it now. So it's a different thing I have to approach. So I'm hoping this time will be beneficial where I, you know, take care of what I need to take care of and actually like be like, okay, this is just a temporary, I just need to recharge myself and blah, 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 and I'll be all right. And if I don't feel that reconnection, then I'm going to have to evaluate some bigger things in my life, you know. Starts, you know, try to fix small problems and see if that parlays into where it'll fix the bigger problem before you just assume it's the worst of the worst, you know. So, but yeah, I guess the whole point of this is, starting at episode 270, I'm going to be back on my bullshit, and we're going to be off and running. It's going to be a new identity of the pod. I want to take this pod in a different direction. I want to kind of have a different format. I feel like you should always be trying to evolve, trying to go back to some of the older feels of this podcast, because I used to actually have planned topics sometimes. And now I feel like I've really just relied on YouTube and stuff to form content for the algorithm and stuff. But I've been genuine. Like, I only talk about things I enjoy. I only consume things I enjoy. But at the same time, you know, I want to actually have more. I don't want to just become a hot topic podcast where I just talk about things that are happening. I actually want to have, like, my original real thoughts of putting out episodes and having, you know, whatever. But yeah, I think maybe that'll bring a little bit more juice to myself. And so yeah, all right guys, on that note, I think you guys get the gist of what I'm saying. It's time to be more like, goddamn, I got a shit. So yeah, that was episode 269, the Offbeat Podcast with Clint Nelson. I'm your host, Clint Nelson. Don't forget to like, follow, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Most important, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to suck some titties. Yeet, yeet. Meet, meet. Yeah. So have a great day. And don't forget, always take time to really be honest with yourself. Reconnect. Re-energize. And, you know, stimulate a few things. Feel alive. All right. Have a great day, night, morning, whenever this episode comes out. And come back for episode 270, where it'll be a whole new lease on life. Or it'll be me telling you, I'm done though.